Good morning. This is Sunday, the 16th day of June, 2019. It's the day we celebrate as Father's Day. And we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit of God, as we do every day. And now, we look forward to hearing from the Spirit of Jesus, in as much as He promised to come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about during the coming week, to ponder and to know the way. And so we say unto the Spirit of Jesus, thank you for being in us and letting us know that we're in you. We're ready when you are to receive what you want to teach us today. We love you. And so we pray we're ready whenever you are.
I am with you. I reach out in answer to your prayers. I draw near when there is no prayer at all, waiting. Your prayers, your spiritual conversations move between the dimensions. They pass through the veil, and the answers come back through the veil to you. Prayers asking for direction, answers bringing guidance and direction. Guidance and direction for those who are lost, who need assistance, who call for information, who desire to know the way. Today it is appropriate to speak to you about your Father. This word covers a lot of territory. And many people can fill the role of a father at different times in your life upon earth. But to truly understand where you come from, it is necessary to be open and willing to move back through the generations, to understand the male component of who you are. From whence you came. What you carry within you in the physical DNA. The body, the human body, which you know now, did not just happen without meaning. Hundreds of generations, even more, were involved in the creation of who you are today. That is why it is important to understand your background, your history. Do not pass up this opportunity if it presents itself to you. Because in understanding your line, your ancestry, you begin to appreciate at a deeper level who you are on the physical level. This is important. Take some time today to do this. Begin first by honoring your biological father, the male component of who you are. And then be willing to go deeper, to discover rich, full information about all those who have assumed that role from time to time within your life upon the earth. And then if you are willing, go farther. Go back. Even if you did not know your great-great-grandfather, or even beyond that, it is possible for you to find a name, locate a country, find dates, know something about your past, because the past lives within your present body now. One of the greatest examples of a stepfather, one who took the space of a biological father, is Joseph, the stepfather, the earthly father of Jesus. He fulfilled that position so that Jesus could see growing up the male figure and understand the role a bit better. Another example of a good father is the father described in the parable of the prodigal son. A father who knew his role so well that he was willing to let his son go to discover what he needed to know on his own. And then, when all was done, to welcome the child home again into loving arms. This example of the father in the parable of the prodigal son represents your heavenly father. The ultimate creator. Your eternal parent who loved you so much you were let go to travel to earth. And once your journey upon earth is done, your spirit will return home to loving arms. So as you follow the trail from man to man to man, going deeper into generations of the past, you will ultimately end up at the door of your spiritual father, the creator of all things, and the perfect way to honor your eternal parent today is to quietly speak these words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.